Hey guys, what's up? And welcome to another episode of Dating Intelligence. And I am Christopher Lewis with my lovely co-host, Jamie Villamore. What's up, girl?
Are you looking at my skirt right now?
I could if you want me to. I don't know where to look anymore.
Here I am, Chris. Yeah.
Guys, we're in Studio A here at Sticky Paw Studio, and this is a whole new setup for us, by the way. And I'm used to like staring next to her, but now I'm like looking at her, I'm like, I have no idea where to look. So I'm trying to look straight. You know, it's the one they always say, just keep your eyes straight. That's what I'm doing right now. So, yeah, how are
good
you?
Good idea.
Yeah, you're out of kicking range, though, that's for sure.
I know, I'm staring right at your crotch.
Yeah.
Here we are, guys.
Here we are, y'all.
In our studio at Sticky Paws. Love it.
Yeah. Are you
I
good,
love
honey?
The vibe.
You
yeah.
good? All right.
Good. What about you? I'm really excited. I have to tell you, I'm so excited for your live event.
Thank you. Yeah, guys, I want to mention that. So I have my very first live event happening in Los Angeles on May 23rd. I'm going to take the stage and do my whole dating situational talk. And I'm now a dating coach. And so I'm super excited to get on stage. But the hard part is the fact that, it's all good. It's like, you know, you get nervous, you're excited, you're kind of fearful, you know, you're afraid that, what do they always say? Like, no one's going to show up, you know, but I already looked at ticket sales. Ticket sales are up. So that's a good thing as well. And I'm excited to get up there, but, I'm just basically going to be up there just doing a talk on a relationship, but I'm also going to have that fun snarkiness that I always do, you know, my thing. And, just kind of have a lot of audience interaction, bring people in and just basically, hopefully that turns into a workshop that I'm trying to start after that. So
I think you're going to crush it.
Thank you. I
just have
that.
Like such positive feels on this. So I'm really, really excited for you.
I am very grateful for you and thank you. And like I said, this is the journey and the path that we're here today. You know, it's just like there's an end game to everything. And I hope like that just helps us to keep pushing for our brand and keep pushing the next level of things. So
I love it.
Yeah, thank you. I don't know about so much about the plane rides, about getting to Las Vegas though. And I have a question, by the way, I'm gonna get into my guest before I ask this question, by the way. So guys, cause I wanna put her in on this thing too. So our guest today is a fiery, no-nonsense comedian who speaks her mind with an added twist of humor. Please welcome the gorgeously talented Lana Cherez to the show. How are you, girl?
That was a nice intro.
Thank you. I wanted to expand on a little bit more, but I ran out of time. I hate to say, but
that
I go, you know
great.
What? If I just put the right words down, it's gonna be to the point and amazing.
Fuck yeah, I loved it.
Great,
yeah,
good.
Thank you.
I'm glad. So what I want to ask you guys both is why the hell? I mean, not that. Well, I mean, I don't know how early you get up in the morning, but flights here don't leave until after 8 a.m. now. Like there's nothing that leaves at 6 a.m. in the morning. Remember when I used to come here early? Oh. I used to go on a plane at like 6 o'clock in the morning, get here by 7:38, and then we could start our episodes or whatever we're doing. But now it's like nothing leaves before 8 a.m. And so getting here today, trying to get on a plane, I think something at 7:30 to be here by 8:30. I get there, flight's delayed 2 hours.
Really?
So for the first time, for some unknown reason, I was like, you know, skeptical just because of the past time. I was still maybe kind of PTSD about it. I bought an extra plane ticket. That was a round trip, and I bought a one-way ticket as well.
What?
So I go, one of these fuckers is going to get me there.
You know what? I'm going to say something on this, Chris.
Uh-huh.
Lesson learned. Haven't you not learned your lesson?
I did,
you
but...
You fly in the night before.
I know, but you weren't here last night, honey. You got in late, remember?
I know, but my home is your home.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't need to be here for you to be here.
That's true.
Aww,
yeah,
that's
thank
sweet.
You, honey. Thank you very much.
So, I mean, you know the door code.
Yeah,
you fucking let yourself in. You have your own fucking room.
You see that, guys? I could have the whole place myself instead. I'm at the airport staring at a guy snoring at me.
She treats you
like
royalty.
Total royalty,
nice.
Right?
Nice.
You have a vehicle there.
Yeah.
You know where coffee bean is.
you're right. Forget that. From now on, in theory, it's my fault.
Yeah.
Isn't it? It's not the airline's fault. It's my fault.
Completely your fault.
Come in the night before. Like, sometimes you're warranted to come in the morning of.
Yes, right.
But, like, I know better just from, like, traveling because that's what I do.
Okay.
There's no, because I was in Dallas coming home too. There was no way I was going to chance coming in the morning because they were trying to change my flight. He's like, hey, there's a 5:30.
Got it.
I'm like, there's no way.
Yeah.
There's no way. If the flight is delayed, then I'm fucked.
Right.
There goes my day.
And it's not like it's a 45-minute flight, too. It's like a two-hour and a half hour flight or whatever as well. Okay.
So you just come in the night before.
Okay, I'll come in the night before. All right. You heard first on the air. All right. So
it's good advice.
Come in first. All right. Well, anyways, Lana, how are you?
I'm good. How
Thank
are
you for
guys?
Doing our show. We're excited to have you on today. So we got, you know, like I said, I told Jamie, I go, I saw your stuff on Instagram. And the way I saw it's because, like, you know, John and them had some event here at Sticky Paws that was, and I saw that you chimed in. I go, and I was looking at everybody who was like supposedly Leslie going who didn't show up. And I go, who's this Lana girl? And I looked at her, so I go, oh my God, I started dying off your first little reel. I just started laughing.
Thank
and I told
you.
Jamie, I go, everyone I looked at, I was like cracking up. I go, you're snarky as fuck. You know, you have an edge and you have an attitude, but and you just don't, whatever comes out of your mouth.
I don't give a shit. Yeah. I don't give a fuck about a lot of things. I don't take life seriously at all. It's kind of sad.
All right. So we're going to have you rub off on this one over here some today. So we're going to give her a little bit more of an edgy.
I'm like, rub what up, bro? I'm ready.
Why is she so far?
Because our last guest was so over there. You know, that thing, remember? By the way, and you could probably tell, a couch is hard to maneuver. I mean, it's like you either sit on one end or the other.
You know what's funny, though, is right in the middle, there's like something right here.
Okay.
It's not comfortable to sit in the middle. So I'm like, I always pick one side.
So you had to pick a side.
Yeah, you have to pick a side. Kind of like an argument.
In fact, it's really not a love couch, basically is what it's saying. It's called you stay on your end, I'll stay on my end kind of couch.
It's a divided couch.
We'll have to work on that.
Yeah, right? Maybe it's a bar in the middle
or
something.
It's a segregated couch. Yeah.
This is your side, this
is
my side.
I'm going to work on that. We'll have that fixed next time.
All right, we'll have to change it up, put some cushiony stuff on there, whatever it is. So, all right, what have you been up to, by the way? What's going on?
My podcast, honestly. My podcast is like my world right now.
Give everyone the name of the podcast.
Oh, my podcast is called Laughing with Lana. I you guys can follow me at Lana Cherry's Comedy. That's where like I have that's where all my platforms are, but my podcast itself is called Laughing with Lana.
Okay.
And it's basically like a whole podcast of trauma bonding and laughing at your pain.
Got it.
My
got
pain.
It. Yeah. All right. And you're having a good time on it? Everything's
heck
great?
Yeah. I love my podcast.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
I've like put in like blood, sweat, and tears into that podcast, and now where I'm finally here, I'm like, I'm living my dream.
Good.
I'm living the dream. I love it.
Yeah, it's funny, like I always like co-host, no co-host, just straight up you.
Just me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just me.
I was wondering, I go, like, there was a moment I was doing this by myself for a minute, and I knew being in the dating space, I knew I had to have a co-host that would be of female origin, because it's like you're not getting that balance of like,
it's
what's
a little
this, why
biased.
Is he thinking? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Right, you know, so Jamie brings in the other half. Thank goodness. You've been amazing, honey. I love having on my show, so
opposites attract.
Yeah, like, and we get along so well too. Like, even
that's
like
good.
When she picks me up from the airport, it's like we jump right into just relationship stuff or situational ship stuff or whatever it is. Yeah.
I was in a good mood.
You were in a great mood.
Yeah, he goes, I thought you were going to be so tired. I'm like, are you kidding?
She was smiling. The door opens up, and I just hear hi. And I'm like, oh, wait a minute.
Oh, when you hear the high pitch, that's always a good thing.
But I'm like, it's like 8 in the morning. She never is that happy or this early in the morning. You know,
are you not a morning person?
No.
You are, though.
I mean, I'm getting back from Europe, so my time's a little off. So I'm waking up a lot earlier, like naturally. So...
Right.
Yeah. So I do have that going for me.
Right. I was really nervous about texting you that early this morning, really early.
Oh, no, I was up.
Right. Because, you know, because you got in so late and I was thinking like, you know, obviously time changes and this and that and jet lag. And I was like.
Yeah, but coming back is always easier when we come back from Europe because then you're waking up sooner. So going is always like a little bit harder.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Like all our dinners were like late. And so it's like 8:00 and I'm like falling asleep.
Wow.
And I'm like, seriously, another late dinner. But over there, they eat later.
Oh.
So I'm
I
like,
didn't
does it
know
mess,
that.
Yeah, yeah. Does it mess with your like your eating? Like, are you guys on?
Yeah, I'm waking up at 2 a.m. To go to the bathroom.
Oh, right. Yeah.
What the fuck? So weird.
There goes your sleep.
Yeah.
You know?
No.
It's like, that's the worst feeling ever. I'm not going to go there. I'll take that back. You know, that feeling of when you're sleeping, you're like, you know, even if you have to get up to pee in the middle, I'm like, I gotta pee.
No.
This is not waking up at 2 a.m. to pee.
And that's what I mean, though. But I try to hold my, like, if I have to pee in the middle, I sit there and go, what time is it? Maybe I can make it, you know, maybe
like
I can hold off. And then I look and I go, it's only midnight. My alarm said at 6 a.m.
Well,
it's only midnight.
TMI, but like I know you're a guy. I know you feel where I'm coming from.
Okay.
But when you're on your time of the month and you wake up in the middle of the night because you're like, oh, my entire bed is fucking like shark bite. Yeah, that's
like
that's
how
the
does
worst.
That happen?
I don't get it.
It's so disgusting.
I never get it. I'm like,
how
do I need
embarrassing.
To sleep? I feel
and
like
then
I
you're
to...
dating someone, and then it fucking creeps on you.
Oh,
like, oh,
no
sorry, I just ruined your mattress.
No, I ruined his pants. It's happened.
What?
I was cuddled up. The guy was like laying on my back, and I was like just cuddled up. You know, we like coupley shit. I wake up and I'm like, oh my God, I'm wet. Like, and I'm like, I get up and his pants are all red too. Oh, and I was like, oh, fuck. Right. I'm like, hey, bro, like, you gotta wake up. I kind of claimed you. Like, I'm like, we did a devil's handshake, you know? Like,
it's like, done.
Yeah, it was, it was really embarrassing. Luckily, he didn't make me feel bad about
it. You know, it's funny. So I never actually thought about that stuff about when it's that time of the month for you guys. I never thought that. It's like, you don't think about it just coming at any sorts of time because there's not fair warning. I mean, you guys have feelings. You have a feeling, right? You both get feelings.
Sometimes that bitch creeps up and you're like, Aunt Flo, you weren't supposed to come till next week. Yeah. Right. Why are you here?
Right. Why are you early?
Yeah.
It's like, it comes like a mother-in-law knocking on your door. Like, why are you here and early?
Oh, my God.
Bitch. Oh, so
burglar. She's like the burglar stealing the house. Yeah.
I was staying with someone. I had no fucking car.
Okay.
Start my fucking period. So I'm like, I had to do the text, like, yo, can you stop by the store on the way home? Aww. Like, what am I supposed to do?
Yeah, but I think every guy at some time in age should be like, okay, we get it by now. You know, I mean, it's not like you're 12 years old, dude, or whatever like that.
Some guys
really
so immature about
I get that. Okay.
They're so immature.
I'm like, I got good news and bad news.
Right.
All in one.
Right? You're like, the good news is I'm on my, it's that time of the month. Bad news is, like, you know, we're not having sex. You know?
It's like, hey, I'm not pregnant.
Yeah, it's all but
now we can't practice for pregnancy. Fuck.
All right, well, guys, listen, we're gonna keep this going, but we're gonna get into this because this is along the lines of exactly the uncomfortable me, because I'm starting to feel a little uncomfortable in a good way. But it's called the uncomfortable me, learning how to do things that make you feel uncomfortable, like having to go to the store to pick up that time of the month sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Explore new things, try new things, and being more adventurous, doing things you've always wanted but were afraid to try. So I want to get into this conversation. I want to keep this like a debate form in theory. So I'm going to put something out there.
Like period sex?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one.
Wow, you went right for it.
Yeah, that's
I was saving that for very last.
Okay. Well, I was staring. The red just hit me. So
is it the fist on
here
you, Jane? Is it the fist that gets
right in my vagina?
That's what it feels like when you're on your period. It's just a fucking punch in your vagina.
Okay, all right, so we'll go there. I'll talk. Let's talk. What's like period sex? Let's talk about it.
I don't do period sex.
No period sex? Yes or no? That's a no.
It's a no.
Okay.
Why?
It's a no for me, dog. It's like there's a funky smell.
Okay.
It's just uncomfortable.
Like a jar full of pennies.
Facts. Oh my God, that was a really good one. It doesn't smell good.
Right.
It doesn't smell good. And then on top of that, it's like my vagina. My pussy's a little different when it's period.
And
it's like
a
little
more. What way?
It's to me, it's more open. So, like, when
you
a dick
feel as tight?
Yeah, so it just feels a little, I'm like, I don't feel you, sir. Like, right. What's the point?
I mean, I feel like it's like, and I mean, sorry, honey, but it's like, I don't mind it. I do. I don't really mind if, like, if it's that right time. I'm not going to jump right in the beginning of it. Like, when, hey, we're just flowing right now. Let's go. You know, right around that mid-end time. Yeah. Okay, it's starting to whatever.
Yeah.
But it's like going into a cave of just, like, this, I don't.
Gush.
You know, like, this, not even that. I feel like it's like, this is what it's going to be like when you're having sex in your 90s, you know, because it's like, I go in and it's like,
what, and like, what do you mean?
Like, there's like, it's dry, you know, because
they're bleeding.
No. Like, remember, like, I'm just saying, like, because the walls are sloughing, you know, I'm going to get very technical
sloughing?
Here. I call it sloughs. Okay.
What they're, the
you know,
fuck?
The walls are shedding their skin in theory. That's what period is, right? In theory, right? So you're getting new growth or whatever it is. Like I call it sloughing.
We're shedding the uterine lining.
Thank you. So with that being said, it's new, it's dry, and it's going through a transformation. So as a guy going in, it's just like, it's very like, I mean, it's like.
Here's the very important question.
Yes.
Are you using a condom or are you going raw?
Well, I'm going raw. Once again, like if you know me, I'm a serial monogamist.
I'm really sorry, sir.
This is the conversation we had earlier. I'm a serial monogamist. So I go in full on no condom because that's like, you know, that's where we're at. Amber. So when I'm getting it.
I'm just saying,
Amber,
like, are you using a condom? Then that's when it's probably going to feel dry to you.
Right. Okay. Well, you know, we'll get.
Okay.
Yes.
I can't. Ooh, no, I can't do that.
Yeah.
Even as
lots of lubrication.
So, okay, so then for like 7 days, your partner gets no sex.
I mean, they get head though.
Right.
Okay. Like, okay.
I'm a definite like strong believer in like just because I'm on my period doesn't mean we're not having sex.
Like, okay.
I'm definitely gonna
like it. She's right. A team.
She doesn't shut the shop down.
No, like, I don't shut the.
Not out for the winter time.
She's out for lunch, but there's still someone at the front desk. You know, like definitely she's still here.
Good. Good. And you, my dear?
I'm always like hornier when I'm on my period.
That's so true though. That's so,
the guy fucking
right now. Let's spin it. This now. Like, and I already gave my point of how does your guy feel when you tell him that? Like, hey, it's time. He's like, you got to let him know,
you know
first
what?
Of all.
Yes, I do because he had to pick me up a box of stuff. Mm-hmm. And I'm gonna tell you, this is why I fucking love him.
Okay,
because he will push that string aside and get to work.
Nice.
So no fucks given.
So you never see like that hesitation, you know? Because I always get that little slight That hesitates, like, but then
I'm probably more uncomfortable, but he's like a savage and just fucking loves it.
Love that. Because I have sex with girls too, and I'm one of those where I'm like, bitch, I don't give a fuck if you're on your period. I'm like, I'm a pull the string to the side type of gal.
Got it.
But a guy doing that to me, you got me fucked up. Like, no, I'm uncomfortable doing it to me, but I'm like, no, girl, I got you.
You gotta give what you gotta get what you give. What you give, Lana. You gotta like be like it's a two sided street.
I'm not a big fan of like shower sex, but that's like a time when I will. It's just easier than like laying down the towel. And
that's true, right?
Because that's the embarrassing part too. Is like when you lay down the towel and then you have to like
get up
and you're like,
oh god,
don't look down, don't look down.
It's complete preparation.
Like I don't even want to look because I'll like.
See, but I don't mind that because once you're in it, you're going the blood route, the bloodbath route or whatever it is, you know, that's something that I feel like, okay, once we're both in it, there should be no, like, I don't feel like that when we're done. Yes, we'll lay the towel and all this stuff, but when we're done, I'm like, all right, this is great, you know, and I'm like, we just kind of laugh, and oh, we're still on, you know, because we know you're still on.
Do you have a brother? What the fuck? Like, this is great.
You know?
You're great.
I'm just saying.
There's a lot of guys out there that are just like, no, it smells like it's nasty.
I mean, look at her, man. She just said he's like, he's a trooper. He's more of a trooper than me. He goes
he goes down.
No, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you guys, high five to you guys.
Yeah, I love that. That's something, I love that at all, so.
I know, I lucked out. I was like, damn, match made in heaven.
So both of you guys are in relationships?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm the
well.
The
I don't know. Where are we at?
Don't look at me like that.
I'm just saying. I know. I just want to know where you're at right now. She's just, you know.
Well, you have someone who's eating you out, so you're good.
Yeah.
She has a committed eater, so we're good.
That is so funny. All right. I like that we dove right into the hardest part of the topic right away.
My daughter's like, hey, because he's going to meet like one of my daughters.
Oh, you have kids?
I do. And she's like, hey, what does like so-and-so eat so I can make sure that, you know, we have for him? And I said, sweetheart, he is a garbage disposal. He will eat any and everything, including me. And she said, Mom.
Including me in the string.
She said, some things you don't tell your kids, and I'm making a list, and that's number one.
I told Jamie, I love the relationship she has with her girls, though, because at least she can present that to have them Mom, that's over the limit right there. And it's just,
I have a very Christian mom. My mom's so like, I can't tell. I could talk to her, but we're one of those that's like, Mom, we did stuff. Like, right. I have to tell her stuff like that. I'm like, Mom, you know, like.
It's very PG, right?
It's so G. I'm like, I swear it's on Disney Channel. The way that I talk to my mom could be on the Disney Channel. And you know what's funny? Because you know how TikTok is so, like, sensitive? My mom follows me on TikTok. And I'm like, if my mom could watch it, I could actually post it on TikTok.
Oh, perfect.
Because they're so sensitive and my mom's so PG. Like, I have a question, though. You said you had kids, and it's kind of on the, like, you know, the period sex.
Yes.
Do you do pregnancy sex?
That's the best. Yeah,
so when
good.
I was pregnant, it was, like, same thing. I was so, I wanted it all the time.
Right.
And then it was, like, towards the end of, like, my pregnancy where their dad would be like, I don't feel comfortable with this.
Yeah. Like,
and we know why he doesn't feel comfortable.
If the doctor can feel the head, then I know I'm tapping the head.
I'm raising my hand, people. I'm raising my hand. Yep, 1,000%.
The baby comes out with a dent in his head.
Right?
It's like, it's a thing, you know, because they go to check you and they're like, oh, the head's down. So, like, we're like, What do you mean? You can feel the head because they check you to see if you're dilated, if you're effaced, like all the things. And they're like, oh, head down. So at that point, he was like, if they can feel the head, then there's, I'm cutting you off.
Maybe this was my first one was born transverse. I was like, baby around and got stuck sideways.
So funny. Man. Yeah, so
you stopped the flip.
I think I flipped that. That's why.
But you went too hard, bro. On that one.
Yeah, I think it's the second trimester they said is like the best time. After you go through like all the first feeling.
Mine was like up until I gave.
Okay, yeah.
Until I delivered. Wow. And then you're supposed to wait 6 weeks after. We didn't wait the 6 weeks.
Okay. Wow. And that's just for, just I always thought for your sake to make you feel like you're going back to normal, but you snap back quickly then. That was great.
I mean, I feel like they say like when you, a lot of girls are like, oh, it's going to mess up the thing. Like afterwards, it's a muscle. So as long as you.
Kegels?
I guess. Right. I mean, I don't know. I felt like a virgin after it was like so tight.
Okay. That's great.
Maybe because you just wait like weeks or whatever. I don't know what. Yeah.
That's great.
So it's like it was really uncomfortable.
I've never had kids, so I never experienced pregnancy sex, and I've never had sex with a girl who was pregnant.
Right.
But
right.
I'm like, I've just been so curious about it.
Yeah.
I'm a very curious person.
This is like, your adventurous side.
Looking back, though, I'm like
bad.
I sometimes I'm like, ugh, like how did you find me like attractive? Like
no
I was
way.
Like
right. No, it's super sexy, big, they say. Because you know
or you guys, I was watching like what's that sex show? It's like Love Lies or whatever.
Oh, then,
and the chick is like she's hot. She's like a model and she's pregnant and she's on top and I was watching it and she's like a hot girl.
Yeah.
But I was like, ugh.
You
like,
mean
I
now you like got that? You when you yes. saw it now, right?
Yeah. So it, right. I'm almost glad I'm done with that phase because it would have made me feel like almost insecure, like, oh, I don't want to look like that.
Right.
Is it because you know that there's a baby in there or what is it?
No, it's just the visual. Like I sometimes feel like I'm a dude because I'm super like visual. Mm-hmm. Like I want the mirror. Like I want to watch.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
I need to see what's going on.
Yeah.
So me seeing that, I just would be like, oh.
But when you were, but when you were that,
but
it was
when I was
though.
That, mm-hmm. like I was feeling myself.
Which
well, yeah.
I feel you know I honestly feel that means that you know like it's like why and I'm not saying this in the same way, but why when people on the airplane, for instance, or when you hear that baby crying, and most older people are like, God damn, I wish that baby would shut up because you've already been through that already, and it's now you're standing you're like,
shit.
And it probably like I don't want to do that
can
anymore.
Tune it out.
Yeah.
Right. And I feel like empathy for those people. Mm-hmm. Like the kids never annoy me.
I do too.
I always want to go and like give
too.
Them something or be like,
help.
Let me, yeah, here, let me take over.
Right. But what I meant to say is the fact that I think because they've already been like had kids and now that they the kids are out of the home, whatever it is, they're like, it probably brings back some sense. So I was wondering when you see that now, a pregnant woman having sex like that, you're probably like, ooh, I don't want to go back there anymore.
That's
you know, I don't
how
want, you know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Yes.
Maybe, yeah.
Okay.
Because that's exactly how I feel about marriage.
Okay.
Been
all right.
there, done that, and now I'm like, ew.
Yeah,
I'm
see.
Like,
I feel like you might change.
No.
Finding the right one, Lana. You might.
I think you might change your idea on that.
You know what? I'll say never kind of deal, so I agree with you. But like right now, the way that I feel, I've been divorced for like almost 8 years now.
Okay.
I'm like, there is no fucking way you could pay me to get married.
I
have this theory of like instead of getting married, because I feel like marriage is kind of like a business contract anyway, I wouldn't get married. I'm like, if you really want to stay with me forever, start a business with me. I was like, then we're both making money, and now we're both stuck together.
Right.
In a sense, not stuck together, but now we're like really, we're working together on a passion that's really like us. And we have something to relate on instead of being like, you're a doctor and I'm a podcast person.
And you don't think that's hard? I think one of the hard, not to say that one of the hard things is working with your partner.
Hey, that's his situation. She's a doctor. He's a podcaster.
Nice. <That's true>. Oh, shit.
That is true. Right. But you think you could actually, I always said I could probably work with someone that I was really like, you know, for that sort of thing. But that's a harder combination, you know?
I'm personally addicted to work.
Okay.
I on my free time I'm working.
Right.
Like
because it's not work to you.
Because it's not work.
That's true.
Everywhere I go, I am completely fucking happy. I work with my parents, so like I own a business, but my parents own a business too. And I'm best friends with my parents. So going to work is like I'm just hanging out with my mom and dad my brothers. And then I come here, I'm doing my podcast, and this is like my passion. So It's like everything that I do is a passion, so I'm happy everywhere.
I love that.
So I feel like if I meet someone, like, say, for example, someone wants to do stickers, so for example, right? And I'm like, I want to do stickers. You want to do stickers too? Let's do a sticker business. And now I feel like there's something that we both have a passion to, like, grow together.
Right.
Create, exactly. So I feel...
But you don't feel like, and I'm going to be the devil's advocate, you course. Don't feel like eventually that person not that might not have your same attitude. They might start that way,
yeah.
but eventually they might get on your nerves, or they might have a different opinion, or they might try yeah. to start... Over, what's the word I'm looking for? They might try to start stepping over the bounds by taking over and being like, I'm the lead here and da-da-da. That's the...
Totally, but you could say the same for marriage.
This is true.
Mm. Yeah.
My
yeah.
parents...
Very true.
I when I got married, I was with my ex-husband for 5 years before we got married.
Okay.
5 years, we were fucking fantastic. I'm talking my best friend. Like, I would have had his kids. I would have got married to him. Like, I did, you know, kind of deal.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as we got married, he completely changed on me. It was like, you're mine.
Interesting.
You
like, oh, more possessive.
It was
that
very
way.
Possessive. That's interesting. Very controlling. Very, very, like, he just knew that I wasn't going anywhere because now we're married. And like it was just a lot of control to where I was like, who are you? Like, where?
So how long did it last after
yeah,
the marriage?
How much longer?
3 years.
Okay.
Three and a half. Because I was with him for 8.5 years. And it was like.
That's a funny mindset. It's like 5 years not married, but yet he's that change
amazing.
Happened.
Amazing.
You know,
I'm talking. Well, on top of that, too, he went into the police academy while we
okay.
were married.
Okay.
So we he went into the police academy, became a cop, and then we got married like 2-3 months after that. And it was because we had an argument because I went out to breakfast because I used to work nights.
Mm-hmm.
So I went out to breakfast after work with a bunch of my coworkers. It was one girl, three guys.
Okay.
He told me it was disrespectful. And I was like, I didn't understand why it was disrespectful at the time. Now I do. Now that it was, you know, as I got older, I was like, okay, I did disrespectful shit. I just
okay.
didn't know.
Okay.
But we got into this huge argument. And I was like, you're not my dad and you're not my husband. How the fuck are you going to tell me what to do? We got married 2 weeks later.
Oh.
But that's also what changed his mindset was he was like, oh, I can't tell you what to do.
Right.
Yeah, I'm going to fucking marry you.
Okay.
Now I could tell you everything to do. And he kind of like took over. And that's when I was like, you know what? I don't
yeah,
like this
lockdown.
Shit.
Yeah, lockdown. Well,
I don't like this shit. I was like, I'm too, like I know you guys have seen my podcast. I do not like being told what
yeah,
to do.
Yeah, right. Have a we were attitude. Having a conversation about this morning, literally in the car about like not being, I don't like being told what to do either,
yeah.
you know?
It's,
I mean, I feel like on that note, like, I feel like we get shit done. Like, we discuss this more. Like, it sounds like you do as well.
Yes.
But I don't like people telling me what to do when I'm already doing it.
Yeah.
You know, that's the thing. It's like when you come back and you go, do that, I'm like,
you're like,
I'm already doing this. Like, what the hell?
Yeah. Okay. So what was, tell me, because you said at the time you didn't feel it was disrespectful, but now that you're older, you feel like it could have been viewed as disrespectful. What was disrespectful about you going to breakfast with three guys and a girl being married?
I don't think it was the fact that I was disrespectful going out with another guy.
Mm-hmm.
It was the fact that my husband himself, like, I didn't per se, like, ask for permission, I guess. I don't want to say permission.
Right, right, right. He didn't get a heads up.
He didn't get the heads up.
Right, right.
And he didn't get the heads up of like, hey, babe, I'm I know I'm not going to come home. I'm going to go to work. It's going to be with Alyssa and James and
right.
Travis.
Right.
And so, you know, so I didn't tell him. I just went to breakfast because it was like a quick 30-minute little thing. We're just
okay.
gonna go to Burger King, come back. And I ended up, you know what? I ended up giving one of the guys a ride home because he didn't have a car. So I was like, okay, yeah, I'll just give you a ride home.
Right.
Cool. And he was like, you're in a fucking car with a guy, like, you know, he wants to fuck you. And I was like, I'm pretty sure he doesn't.
Right.
Like, I'm
now, before
certain.
This time, though, did anything like that ever happen? I'm sure it's
no.
happened in 5 years. No, I'm saying, like, it's that scenario has never happened within that 5 years previously.
Yeah, no.
Because it sounds like you're normal. You're just being you and living life and mm-hmm. leaving work and, hey,
just
we're doing this and
yeah.
not thinking about it.
I just
in theory.
Didn't. I never thought that I would have to, like, ask for permission
right.
to, like, go out to eat with a coworker.
Those are hard moments sometimes. Like, you know, when you do something like that you feel is not, it's innocent. Let's just say innocent, right?
I get but both sides.
I do too. Yeah. I can kind of get it.
I get both sides, but I feel like if the communication was open and you checked in, then it might have been like
it's
a different
check-in part.
That's, it might have been a different scenario. Like, hey, babe, we're hungry. I'm going to grab a bite. This is who's going. Do you want to meet us?
Yeah.
Or something like that. Or...
it was that part that he felt was disrespectful, and I totally get it, because like at the time I didn't think it was disrespectful. When we spoke about it, I was like, oh
yeah,
I was disrespectful. I was like, okay, I get it now, I'll change up. But
you guys should have been like learning together during that time.
And that is a total learning situation, by the way.
And
I love that.
I learned from it. I never did it again. You know, no, not like that. But it was like, it was one of those like, hey, babe, I'm going to go to, like, now I'm going to go to breakfast.
It just opened your mind to a different way of communicating.
I'm a very, like, I love communication, and I'm a very compromisable person. Mm-hmm. Like, if you tell me that you don't like something, I can sit there and talk to you about it and be like, well, like, I didn't find it disrespectful, but if you're upset, I don't want to upset you, then I got you.
Without, let's meet halfway.
Let's meet halfway. But I'm like, if I still want to go out with a friend, can I? Like, can I at least tell you about it and, like, you know, you talk on the phone with me? I'll FaceTime you so you can see who's here.
Or,
you know,
quite frankly, not putting you in a spot where now you have to question everything you're doing. Yeah. That's the other thing, too. Because after that moment, now you're going to be at a state of going, ooh, like, oh, like, you know what I mean?
It
takes away from
paranoid.
But it takes away that your inner self of who you truly are.
Oh,
I mean, you know,
yes.
Like when you walk around, like if that has happened, like so many different other scenarios, and all of a sudden now you have this lockdown. Now all of a sudden you just walk around like, who the fuck, what do I do?
Yes,
I've been there. That's how I was like in my marriage, was like very, like, am I allowed to do that?
Yeah.
Can I do that? Is he going to be mad? And I hate, like, I love confrontation, but I hate an argument.
Okay.
Like, you can confront me in a respectful way. Be like, hey, look, I, like, did you do this? Yeah, I did. I didn't like that you did that. Okay, I'm sorry.
Great.
I'm that type of person.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, like, I think of my life as like, I don't want to argue with this person. Like, the last thing I'm going to do is something that's going to make them want to argue with me.
Yeah.
So I do kind of like if I know that they find something disrespectful and I don't think it's disrespectful, I'm kind of like, I'm like, I'm already over it.
Okay.
Like, I'm already over the fact that I have to respect you so fucking much.
Like, where she's do like, I respect the fact that I'm sick of respecting you. You know? Jesus Christ.
That sounds so bad. But
one of the biggest things I do, I always say something, not that I try to say it under my breath, but you're thinking it, and all of a sudden it kind of comes out, and you're like, not that I'm like, I'm not like doing that thing, but in your mind, you're like going, fucking, I'm sick of respecting the shit out of this, you know?
I'll show you respect.
Yeah, and I find myself mumbling. All of a sudden, I was like,
exactly, though. It's because sometimes you'll start like, that's how I feel. That's how people tend to lose themselves.
Yeah.
Is because you start to just be like, I got to think about them first. I got to think about their feelings. I got to think about how they're going to react. Am I going to hurt their feelings? And I'm like, damn, bro, I'm just going to fucking breakfast.
Right.
I just want to be me.
I just want to be me. Yeah. And that's
But at the same time, you know, like you said, it's like you said, it's a learning thing that happens. Like, I know for me one time, like, I was out some friends really late, and like, and they were like, hey, you know, shouldn't you probably be home by now? I was like, yeah, it's like 5 a.m. I go, you know, she doesn't care like that. I'm fine. Because then I go, if she cared, she would let me know. And when she lets me know, I wouldn't be here.
Right.
So fast forward 3 weeks later, I was at a friend's house again. All of a sudden she goes, hey, I'm home. Are you coming home? And I go, hey, guys, got to go. And they and literally at that moment hung up the phones. Yeah, honey, I'm coming home right now. It was like 5 more. I go, hey, and they go, where are you going? I go, got to go. Remember that time? It's that time right now. And I left and went home. I went, sorry, honey.
She goes, you got home, though, was she like?
No, but she. We had a quick conversation. I go, hey, if it's ever something that you need to let me know, of course I'm going to drop everything at the dime, you know, hat and be wherever I need to be. But until that point, I know that she trusts me enough to be out and do whatever I want to do. But once I get that call or say, hey, I need you home, I'm gone.
Yeah.
There's no discussion. There's no, but I'm out. You know, it's like, fuck that. You know, it's like she's giving me enough leeway over time.
Right.
That one time you ask, I'm there.
Yeah.
So that's what I liked about that.
I like it.
Yeah.
That's actually facts, because it's hard to meet people that understand that.
But it's an ebb and flow. It's time. You know, it's like
you, I think you learn each other and
we
your
push
limits,
the boundaries.
Yeah,
you know,
over time. Mm-hmm.
Or we just flat out just say, like you just said, hey, I'm going to be out a little bit longer tonight, whatever, whatever. What do you think about that? Yeah, I'm not really sure. And so, okay, let's talk about this. Let's see where it's at, you know? So it always has to be a conversation, you know, like you said.
So, okay, I have a question for you guys because I kind of have like this little issue going on with someone that I was talking to. How do you, like, if there's someone that's not willing to communicate because they are a shut down person.
Okay.
Like if you get into like the slightest little like setback, it's like, I just shut down. Not me.
Him. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
He'll just shut down. I'm like, I'm trying to communicate with you. And he's like, but all you want to do is argue. And I was like, communication is not an argument.
So he leads with that by saying that even when you're like talking this way.
Oh yeah. And I was like, cause I told him one time, like I was like, I just didn't like something that he did. I was like, you did this and I'm trying to talk to you about it so that we can compromise. And he was like, but you're just arguing with me. And I'm like, that's not an argument.
Do you guys know what this is called?
What?
I was reading on this day. It's going to be one of our tops called stonewalling. So stonewalling is when a person emotionally shuts down
that
like that.
Sounds
it's stonewalling and you're trying to communicate, but he's not comprehending.
Yeah. Yes.
Right.
So at some point, it's not really about the communication; it's about the comprehension.
Yeah.
So I say get rid of him.
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah.
I did, but like my thing is me personally, like I have really bad trust issues because of like a situation that happened to me. I was I was assaulted, we'll say that.
Okay.
So I have really bad trust issues with men.
Okay.
So when I met him, he was one of the first guys that was like never, like every time I meet somebody, they're like, oh, you're hot, I want to fuck you. Like, oh, you're hot, let me take you out to dinner and I just want to fuck. Like,
right.
The end goal is always to try to get in my pants. And with him, he was like, you're so cool, like I just want to hang out with you. And I was like, you just want to fuck. And he was like, calm the fuck down, because he did like... He's like, don't nobody want to fuck you. Like, he was like, I genuinely want to hang out with you. He was like, whenever you come to L.A., because he lived in L.A., he was like, whenever you come to L.A., like, I want to hang out with you. You're a cool girl. And I was like, that's a first? And I was like, it was a first, like, almost ever. Where
she goes, that's the first time he's ever communicated. Anything. That's all I'm getting out. That's all I was like, he actually communicated that to you?
You're right.
You know, that's all I got from that whole conversation. So, no, but anyways, but seriously, though, that guy, but when did he start shutting down, though, when you felt like? When he started getting a little more serious or something?
When we got serious. Yeah. We got together, and I felt like he wanted, like, he called me his girlfriend and then took it back. And then I was like, so like, are we together or not? And he was like, well, you're single. You could do whatever the fuck you want. And I was like, I thought we were, I was like, okay, then I'm just going to play along with that.
Right.
Guess I'm single. And then I do single shit. And he's like, oh, what? Like, what's up? And I was like, bro, make up your fucking mind. I was like, cause I'm here to stay. I really like you. But like, don't go telling me that I'm single because at the time it was, I was working with one of my ex-boyfriends.
Okay.
And it was money though. And I'm like, I'm sorry, bro. I was like, I'm not going to let you get in the way of my money and my opportunity at least. So he was like, well, I just don't like that you're like out there doing single shit. And I'm like, if I was single, I wouldn't have told you about it.
That's true.
I was like, but the thing
is. It sounds like he's very, go ahead, Jamie.
But why does he have to be in charge?
Why
couldn't you have the conversation and be like, look, I really like you. Are we doing this? And then you would have known. Are you in or out?
So I had that conversation. Okay. But it was the conversation of like now I'm in control, which he said. He was like, well, do you want this or not? And I was like, I do. Like, I'm here. I want you. And then we got together, but then like the whole issue was it upgraded to the I love you.
Okay, wait, this is Take Back guy or no?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to call him Mr. Take Back.
Okay, wait. So then
he told me he loved me.
Okay.
Then
did he take that back?
Yeah.
Sorry, I just want to know. I mean,
he took it back because I didn't say it back because it threw me off guard.
Okay,
it was like,
so you weren't ready.
I guess you could say that because I was
it's okay.
I was like, you love me. Thank you. Like, I was like, that's flattering. Thanks. But it was still I wasn't ready to talk. I wasn't ready to say the I love yous until we talked about it.
Okay. And
I was like,
you needed a little more time.
I needed more time and a little more clarity because I was like, how are you going to tell me you love me, but you're still telling me I'm single? So let's talk about that. Like, I was like, I'm here to stay, obviously. Like, I'm not.
But a lot of that's mixed fair, signals,
fair
though.
Fair conversation.
Right. But I feel like signal. It's like she's given, like you said, lots of fair on her end. Yes. But, like, I feel like there's a lot of mixed signals on his
because
end.
Because he's lacking emotional intelligence.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. No, that's definitely right.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
See, this is why I'm.
High five for me too. I mean,
but this is why we sit here. We're like high five. That was such a good one. Though. She's on point with that, though.
Yeah, that's pretty on point because he's definitely like one of those people that's hurt and then like kind of is taking it out on me in a sense. But
right.
We're both like hurt little people that are trying to date.
Right.
And I'm like,
yeah, but I'm sorry, but at least your hurt is way more ahead of his, you know, you know?
Oh yeah. So no, yeah, mine.
Yeah. Because you're open to communicating and you're not just like throwing shit out there. Like you want to like legitimately talk about it, see where he's coming from. Like, I mean, maybe you did have the feels of love, but you wanted to like talk about it before you got there.
Totally.
Which that's kind of the sense I get.
Right.
Like, I'm sure you had love for him or felt it.
Yeah, I still do.
But it was a conversation that you kind of wanted to talk about. But then because he lacks the emotional intelligence to have the conversation, it's not going to get anywhere.
Right. He took it back.
And you fucking ran away.
Who takes shit back?
And I ran.
You're my girlfriend. No, you're not my girlfriend.
Yeah.
I love you. I don't love you. Well, I've actually taken that back once before.
No.
Actually, I broke up with a girl after I said I love you once before. I know. It's another story. We won't talk about it today.
Oh,
it's about adventure, being adventurous today. No, I communicate, though. That was just a situation where it's like I came and I was younger. I was like, I love you. And all of a sudden, I was like,
damn it. The next morning.
Yeah. I stepped in it this time. You know,
that must have been some good head. No.
Actually, I think she was on her period again. I'm kidding.
That's like, feeling a little loose.
I'm getting out of this
the
one.
Next day. He was like,
I love you. He was like, I was joking.
Right.
I was joking.
No, I saw bloody towel. Bloody towel. I'm out of here. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm playing. No, but it happens. But I mean, but she's right. That's an emotional intelligence. He's lacking that. So for sure.
He definitely, yeah.
All right. Well, what else scares you? What scares you, by the way? That you want to try that scares you?
What I like in life or in relationships?
I mean, all that we've talked about, it could be in anything.
This doesn't scare me, but it's something that I want to try that would still make me uncomfortable.
Okay.
But I have a fantasy of...
Oh, God.
I have a fantasy of having sex with a trans woman man.
I got it.
I want a girl that has a boobs, like looks like a girl, super pretty, but still has a dick.
Because got it.
I like both worlds. And I'm like, if I could get both worlds, instead of having a threesome, because then there's two energies, too many people in the room. I'm like, they have one energy. I just have to deal with one person. That'd be great. But I'm like, I'm still a little uncomfortable because I'm
have you encountered one yet that you might want to?
Not, I mean, I have trans friends.
Right.
I have a lot of trans friends, but I, like, none that I don't fuck my friend.
Okay. And by the way, when I said, have you encountered one yet? I didn't mean, like, not, like, encountered, a, like, I'm not calling a trans a one. I meant, like, have you encountered a situation that came up?
No.
Not yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a curiosity, but then because, because I was gay, I was like super gay for like 4 years. I was strictly into girls. And then I was like, well, let me just hop back on the dick wagon. This is great.
Now Mr. Take Back makes sense. Yeah. Now I get it. Now Lana, you got to leave with that first. Then she goes, and then this Mr. Take Back guy started dating him.
Have you ever heard the saying, you get what you give?
Wouldn't it be really funny if I'm going to ask some, did you start dating that guy after that? Please say yes.
It was in 2020 when I was like, I like guys again.
Okay.
But he was recently, he was like very recent, still kind of, he's still there a little bit.
Okay.
But
so she's still having sex with him.
Yeah.
No, but I still talk to him. No, I don't have sex with him, but I still talk to him.
It's phone sex? I don't know.
My phone screen.
As Jamie used to say, she goes, I have a stable of men. So, you know, I just kind of, whenever I'm in the mood, I'll call him back up.
Just
I'm
depends.
Like, that's awesome.
Not anymore.
No, I know that.
The stable is retired.
Right. The stable life is retired.
Right.
But when you
retired.
Did, though, that was funny. I was like, so that's why it's all rotation.
No, I'm playing. Yeah. Yeah.
But go ahead. When you were 4 years. And
So when I was gay, I strictly just girls. I used to meet girls, and I used to I noticed that when girls found out that I was a lesbian, they would find it to be like their goal or their fantasy.
Okay.
To get a girl.
Right.
And I'm like, and the way I felt was, I'm like, bitch, I got feelings. Like, I genuinely think you're pretty, and I genuinely think you're cute, and you just want to fuck me for a night. Like, that's not nice.
See, women do things just like guys do.
Oh, I am such a dude. She said
Jamie,
she's a dude.
Jamie, yeah.
I literally joke about it way too much where people think I'm trans, where I say, I'm like, I wish I had a dick. I want a dick so bad. I wish I could just.
Well, they have.
It's so funny because I told
I wear it. I wear it around the house to make myself feel very manly. Like I just wear.
And now she's gonna be playing. She's gonna be playing her new intro I made for today.
Can you do the helicopter?
Yes. Oh my god.
I love my dick.
I love my dick. It's a beautiful.
Why am I laughing? Because I was doing that the other day in the mirror.
No.
It's confirmed. Lana has a dick. Yeah. So I have to confirm with all the friends.
I took a picture with everyone at Sticky Paws, and I'm like, you know, like looking like my cute self. And one of Amber's friends was like, hey, can you tell the girl with the long hair? She's so hot. And Amber was like, wait, which one? Like Lana? He's like, yeah, she's so pretty. She was like, bro, she has a dick. He goes, don't ruin my life. Don't ruin it for me. And I'm like, Amber, thanks, girl. Like, because I genuinely like when guys do hit on me, that's probably like my first response. Like, you like girls with dicks? Because
see where their mind goes right away.
Oh god, yeah, it's kind of sad, but I feel worse for my brother, because my brother lives with me. I definitely walk around with my strap and kind of just,
oh my god, that's just like, hilarious.
It's here, bro. He was like, why are you like this? And I'm like, do you love it? It's because I got a new dildo. Okay, I collect dildos. I love dildos. I don't use them. I hate dildos mm-hmm. in me, but I love dildos because I want a dick. I genuinely want a dick. I have dildos all over my house. It's like decor, like these things. Like it's right.
How does your mom feel about this when she comes over?
My mom doesn't come over.
Oh.
No, she's like laundry baskets. Like everything's like shoved in the laundry basket.
Everything I am, I'm like a walking billboard of what my mom doesn't want in a kid. So I'm like, just don't come over. I was like, my house smells like weed. I have a lot of drugs there. And I have dildos everywhere.
Not to mention her brother going, mom, do not come over here. Do not.
Mom, don't do it. You're going to be mad.
Really bad. Right?
Do not.
But I do. I have a bunch of dicks in my house, and they're displayed in my bathroom and the living room. And I just got this new one. I don't know who the brand is. If I ever think of it, I'll shout them out. But it was a brand. The dick feels so real.
I feel her getting a really good sponsorship coming on out.
Oh my god! I hope so. That'd be great. Dildos.
I'll give you a number to a couple of sex
toys. That'll
reach out. So
okay.
No.
But there's this the dick because I don't want to look him in the face when I say this, but
I'll look this way.
I want a black dick. Okay, so I got this.
So you only have pink dicks?
No, there's pink ones, blue ones, rainbow ones, glitter ones. I have all kind of different dicks, but I finally got my black dick. It's a nice. It's a nice big honky motherfucker. Right.
It's about time.
I named him Tyrone. They all got names too. They all got names. One's Omar. The other one's Tyrone. I wore him, and it was just this big old black dick, and I'm like, bro, it must be so empowering to be a black man, because goddamn, I was like, this shit feels nice in my hand.
And this is why I was in the mirror twirling, doing the helicopter the other day.
Oh my god.
I'm going back to the Brutha story. Like I said, I go, oh, I was doing that the other day. My Jamie walks, she goes, what are you doing? I go, nothing, honey, just doing my thing. I'm just chewing on stuff.
Oh my god, the helicopter.
Do you like when guys do that?
You said it though.
Do you like when guys do that, when they actually try to show off? It makes me laugh.
I mean,
it really does.
Not a fan. Amber, you said what, Amber? Say it again.
I do have a boyfriend.
Okay, I want to look at my man.
I thought I was in the bathroom by myself doing it.
You guys, look. I had five uncles, brothers, so. I'm like, get the fuck out of here.
You have a boy mentality, yeah.
Yes.
It's no different than you women shaking your boobs and doing this.
I want to look at him and feel like he's like sexy, not sitting here
helicoptering.
Come on, man. Get out of here.
Not the clap. Not the balls clap, Amber.
That's all you hear.
By the way, and I meant to say in my own time, I'm with you on that. I was thought of the door sliding over. I know she watched it. Chris again.
I'm totally like the visual of the movie, like Forgetting Sarah Marshall, when he's like, I got something for you.
Right. But girls do, but like, just the same thing that you women do when you like a head and you like, and I'm sure you guys don't tell me you have not wanted to make your boobs like this as well, Amber, when that whole thing.
I swing my clit. It just, it swings around. Oh, it's a fat
hell
one.
Hell no.
That's just like clapping your ass too.
It's
just,
oh, that's, yeah.
I mean, but that's
what's
hot.
An ass, bro? I don't have one. I don't know how to clap anything back
loss.
There.
I'm at a loss with that one too. Mine just sucks ass. So. All right. Well, all right. So we're going to move along with the adventure, Tom. This is fucking fantastic. All so right. What is your fear? What is something you want to do that you think is just like, God?
So I'm like big at like tackling my fears because I feel like I thrive, you know, being in those uncomfortable
moments. Like off adrenaline? Mm-hmm.
Yes. Like, so, I mean, it was like diving. So now I'm like diving and lobstering. Because I had a big fear of
diving, like in the ocean.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm. So now I'm doing that on a regular. I'm afraid of heights. So then I started like hiking big spaces.
She's scared of all
night.
The stuff that I'm scared of. And she actually did it.
No, she's doing the stuff.
I feel like a pussy.
Right.
No. My next thing, which I started last year, was like public speaking. So now I'm like speaking in front of like larger audience.
You have an issue with public speaking? I would have never guessed that. No.
I think that everyone has an initial, like that's one of mine that I'm tackling as well. But yes. I feel like if I'm on a panel, if I'm up on stage, it depends on until you realize the audience is there, like, because you know you're up on stage like that, I guess, too. But it's that thing, once you do it, like this right now, being on a podcast, we're used to it now,
right?
I'm sure, like, but I was nervous the first time.
But when
you know?
Have like a live audience, like every audience is different, so not everyone's gonna connect with like your story and what you're talking about. So sometimes you get crowds that are like
the dry crowd.
Like, what is she talking about? Like, or it depends where you're at. Like, you shoot guns. Like I was just in Italy, and they're not like a huge
gun.
They're
people.
Not big fans of like firearms, so they don't get me. And their logic is completely different than mine. So it's literally like just hitting a wall.
Right. And once again, we get that, but we get that perception. That's also what kills and makes it a little bit more nerve wracking because we all of a sudden think, what if they're not? What if they're thinking this? What if they're doing this?
And then I'm like, God, what if they are? And then it's just amazing. So it's always like a fucking crapshoot.
Yeah, that's true.
You never know what you're going to fucking get. So you just fucking roll it out there.
I love how she, yeah, buddy, fuck it up. You got
right?
me. Fuck you.
Shit, sevens. I'm out.
I love that's a crap. She's like, fuck it.
Yeah, there we go.
She said, you're going to listen to me. You came to see me. And I'm going to say what the fuck I want, motherfucker.
You, sir, where are you going? Get your ass. Sit back down.
Back over here, buddy.
So, with the heights, okay, because I'm very scared of the ocean. I'm a good swimmer. I was a swimmer in high school.
Yeah.
The ocean scares the shit out of me.
You can't see what's down
that's
there.
That's the thing, yeah. Oh, right.
I don't want shit touching me. Like,
but
so
I did say,
though,
here's the difference, though. I've dove a couple of times, like scuba dove, and it's just like, that was the most amazing thing because you're under and you can see, but I'm the same way. When I'm on top, I'm like, I'm not comfortable.
You guys, like sharks be creeping up, and I'm like, no matter how fast I swim, I can't get away fast enough.
But when you go under for the lobster, though, like when you're under, do you feel more secure, though, once you're under? You know what
I
mean?
No, because the reason why is because, look, it's fucking 360 around you. So I'm only seeing right here.
Got it.
So there's been so many times where I get a little tap. And they're like, there's a barracuda behind you.
Oh, right.
And I fucking look
barracuda?
Over.
By the way, she failed to mention she's doing this in the Amazon jungle.
What are those things? The long silver ones with the big fucking
eel? Oh, yeah, an eel. That's
an
eel.
It's not an eel, you guys.
That's a barracuda.
It's what is it?
Wait, describe it again.
It's the long silver fish with the big fucking teeth.
She might be right?
With the long nose, the swordfish?
No, she's talking about.
No. It's...
It should be an eel?
It's not an eel, you guys.
There's also snakes in the ocean, but too.
No. This is like, they're aggressive, but they fucking creep. And they love anything sparkly. And I got fucking dermals.
Okay.
Fucking sparkles on my toes.
I'm all out about that.
So, but they're like, they look like snakes, but they're not.
Okay.
So anyway, and they're pretty aggressive. Same with sharks. Like, you'll be down there, and I can't see what's behind me.
Yeah.
So that's like... I can't fuck around. So
you're in and you're out.
Like, scatter and get the fuck out of Dodge.
But at least you do
but
it, though.
Most of, like, the people that I dive with, they're very, like, secure. They do it a lot more. So they just be floating around with their fucking GoPro. Oh, look at it.
There.
And I'm like, I just cannot swim fast enough to get out of the water.
Right. Yeah.
That's so and then scary. There's like a like sometimes you're swimming and like I turn around and all of a sudden there's like a whole school full of fish. And they're oh fucking touching God. You and I'm like, I lose my shit.
Oh my
and
God.
I just fucking panic.
That's so funny. Oh my God. How are
and
you?
And they just sit there and film me and laugh and I'm fucking dying out
right.
there.
That's really funny. But
I went scuba it's a barracuda. Diving. I went scuba.
It is a barracuda.
It's a barracuda.
Okay, oh, yeah, 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 you're right.
They're creepy yeah. motherfuckers.
I can't. I cannot mm-hmm. do that. So.
And they have like the in bite, so the teeth come out.
Oh, an underbite?
Like yeah, like a English bulldog.
Okay. Like a bulldog.
But it's a fucking fish in the water, and he's just staring at you, and I'm like, oh.
You're like you ugly motherfucker. You're swimming up on me all weird. What the fuck are you doing? Oh, my God.
That is pretty scary. That's really scary.
I went scuba diving in Hawaii. And it was supposed to be beautiful. It was supposed to be. And I was scared shitless because the fish are not afraid of people. They were not scared.
They're up on you, touching you.
Yeah, they were like swimming up. And I was like, nah, get the fuck out. Right. I was literally on the rock with my scuba. Like, yeah, because I was like, there's no way I'm getting in.
Okay.
So now, like, sometimes when I dive, I have the full sleeve pants and they're like
there's a photo
oh
right
there's
there.
A barracuda
that it? That's it like that
god you guys
yeah wow
oh god
yeah there he is
that's
oh,
it
shit.
Top right
thanks, Amber.
See look at that bottom little jaw
that's crazy that I didn't realize that they were that long. On you
and the teeth are like little razor blades you can see them
yep you're right
oh hell no mm-mm.
Yeah
no, do they swim in like packs or just creepers. Single are they single swimmers or
they're pretty aggressive
okay
they do bite
okay
but they're like kind of like slow movers
and yeah. thanks for sharing
to,
that
like,
Amber wow it's crazy
they but you hide said, and creep up on you
but Jamie you said you're wearing what now when you go under now
so since I lobster like the lobsters have when you grab them they scratch your arms sometimes mm-hmm. so I wear like sleeves mm-hmm. Can't think what they're called, but sometimes I'll put on pants now just because okay. I'm so tired of the.
You like hand grab a lobster?
Yeah.
How do you control that? Like you said, if they're scratching, how do you
so
go back up?
You guys,
and not...
lobsters, they don't swim forward; they swim back.
Right. That's oh, yeah, right. Yeah, that's they, right. Yep.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. So we have like a little tickle stick. It sounds.
Always goes back to sex, man. I swear to God, I'm okay with
so
that.
They named my vibrator.
They love to hide in like ledges and like under rocks or in uh-huh. grassy areas. So I have a net, and then you just kind of like tickle them out of there, and you can trap them with the net, and then you got to grab them.
Okay,
grab the back of them, swim up, put them in, or you can swim with these little. They're called like hotels, and you just put them in the bag and keep catching them.
Is that the thing that they have on SpongeBob?
Maybe like the little
the
hotel.
Restaurant, you know what? I'm so immature.
You know, I've never seen SpongeBob.
I tried to rack my brain going, what's on SpongeBob again? Like, no.
The SpongeBob, the Krusty Krab, is a little lobster crab catcher.
That is really funny.
Oh, is that? Oh my God, am I the only one who watches SpongeBob? I'm sorry. Oh God.
I do too. I knew.
Like, okay. I was like, I watch. Please edit that out.
No, that's a keeper. We're going to keep that and make that our own clip from now on.
Fuck.
Sure. Yeah.
So
33-year-old still watches SpongeBob. Sure do. With Fruit Loops and milk.
Yeah, so their antennas are like, there's like little spikes on
right,
them. So
right.
their antennas will scratch the shit out of your arm.
Yeah, that's a tough one. Anything that you guys won't eat? Anything you're feeling? I think I would try everything, actually. I have tried a bunch of stuff.
Anything.
Well, that's, that will do it right there.
No, but seriously, I love food.
Okay.
You have no idea. I'll eat anything if it smells good and looks good.
Okay.
Have you had a far gua?
Love that.
Whoa. What is that?
It's
I probably have, but I'm one of those where
isn't it duck liver?
But it's illegal now. In theory.
Oh,
it is? It's in theory now illegal. Like they frown upon that. So
why?
Is that Amber?
It's
do
like
you have the history
butt.
On that? It's there's foie gras, there's duck terrine, what's the other one called? Liver mousse stuff.
Liver mousse.
Foie gras, but it's another name for it. I'm missing one name. There's foie gras and there's something else.
I cannot
else.
Get on board with that.
It's good. I love
I've
it.
I've tried it and yeah. I'm like, it's a no-go.
Pâté. I was thinking of pâté. Sorry. Yeah. Pâté. Foie gras and pâté.
Yeah.
So. But fall, yeah, I love them
you
both.
You do?
Oh my God, yeah. I love escargot. I love all that. You don't like that? Have you tried it?
Mm-hmm.
Have you tried escargot?
I've never had escargot.
Oh, that's so fancy good. Stuff.
Wow. Yeah. That's right. I'm fancy sometimes, Amber. I'll let people know that.
I don't have the money for that.
Same, bitch. Same. I got you. I feel you. I was like, escargot? No, I never had fried snails. Like,
yeah, but escargot's not so bad compared to all the other delicacies, though.
I want to try it. That sounds like something
that's
like...
Just go to any French place. It's like, it's yeah.
I'm like, mind you, I'm Mexican, so so like, I don't feel like anything's worse.
Mexicans got their stuff though too, man.
We
like
got
with like
cow
with the
tongue and cat. And we
no,
got
let's go deeper.
Feet.
What's the grasshoppers are now starting to sell hot at a lot of the Mexican restaurants? The Cipollini.
I've never heard of grasshoppers.
I'm not eating
grasshoppers. Fried
grasshoppers.
No. Cipollini? No, these are at a lot of Mexican restaurants now.
I had a lollipop with a cricket in it.
Okay, well, that's a Cipollini.
I ate the fuck out of that.
That's a
I ate the fuck out of that. It went bad.
Then you would like Cipollini,
though. They had salt and pepper crickets at the gas station.
Okay, did you eat that, too?
Yeah.
Then the Cipollinis, that's...
Did you like them?
Yeah.
She tried it, though.
It tastes like what are those fucking things?
Hot fries?
No, those fucking nuts that you have to...
Pistachios?
Oh, that's good to know.
It tasted like
pistachios.
Lightly salted pistachios. All right. It didn't taste...
Wanted to try it. We just haven't gotten it yet. We were like, the next time we go to a place that has it, I want to try the Cipollini. But I didn't know that they had, like, at the store, you could get stuff like that.
Yeah, they had them at the gas station.
They'll do chocolate crickets or chocolate Cipollini. You would probably try it.
Nope.
Yeah. You've been on a lot of adventures around the world.
Wait, hear me out, though, because my mom's the type of person where she'll eat something and she'll love it, and as soon as she finds out what the fuck it is, she's like, I don't like it.
Oh, what's on the inside? Or
are
what
you
it's made
one
of
those people? Because I'm like,
I'm not.
No, yeah. Like, because if you had like a chocolate covered cricket and then ate it, and you were like, oh my god, this is so good, and then you're like, oh my god, it was a cricket.
Yeah, right.
I'm not. What I'm like.
That doesn't.
Like,
damn, you would.
I mean, like, if someone blindfolded me and I tried it and I'm like, oh, it's not bad. And then they're like, you're eating cockroach.
Right.
And I'd be like, I'm out.
Yeah. Well, see, now you threw the anchor there. I was like, I'm with you now. I can't
do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Cockroach, that's taking it too far.
Yeah.
I'm like, nah, yeah.
But if it's good, I'm like, you know, have you seen those, the eggs that they do?
Yes, they do it in the Philippines.
Yes.
Yes.
What are the name of those?
Balot.
But it's balot. Yeah.
Sorry. Sorry to the Asian.
Oh, you're talking about the balut.
Yeah, balut.
Balut. Balut.
That is the ultimate, I think.
Oh, my God, bro.
I think that's the ultimate one right there.
Yeah, that's a no.
Okay, so here's one. I'll give you. Could you do, the brain when they,
monkey brains?
Well, I didn't want to go that far north, but the ones that are
bring it to your
the
table
French
live.
Bring it, though. You know, it's a delicacy at the French places. No, but I mean not chop the monkey head. There's a delicacy at a French place there where they do the brain of or something of the lamb or whatever
no,
it is.
No, come on.
Is it the lamb?
No, you're supposed to eat it raw. It's raw. Amber, it's like a raw like delicacy French dessert.
Oh, tartare?
No, I think it's a brain or something. I can't remember. I might, but she'll pull it up. But anyways, the balut
she'll
though.
She'll pull it up.
But the balut, yeah, the balut is the one. I'm like, that's my limitations. That's... When you cut that thing up, you see that little glazed like looking duck or whatever it is, and then a bird. I'm like, I'm done. I can't. I cannot do
my
that.
My ex-husband's family. He's Filipino.
Okay.
His little sister. They used to make balut a lot.
Mm.
That was like their thing. His sister, because you're supposed to just eat the outside egg.
Okay.
You know, the little bird.
I thought they hit they open the top and then they.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. You drink it and then you can undo it and then you eat the
bird.
Outside part.
But you don't eat the middle. You're saying? Or?
No. Well, like his little sister used to. I'm talking. She was like. Oof. On the bird,
yeah.
Bro.
Like, see, but that's why I need someone with expertise because I'll be like chomp. If
she
I'm gonna do
seven.
It, that's fine. Yeah. Oh,
well, she was seven. She was trained. Like, she was well trained. I was like, yo, are you training to fight? Like that was one of those. Oh. That what is that?
Yeah.
Is that the brain stuff that you're talking about?
What is it, Amber?
I don't know
looks
how to
like
pronounce it.
Just spell the first part or try your best with that. I'll
put it on the screen. We'll have somebody. Yeah. Pronounce it. What is it? French wangandong.
What?
Yeah. Anyway.
Betting
illegal.
Ortoins?
That's all I see.
No.
Illegal in some countries.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, there's always something illegal. I mean, you know, it's just whatever it is.
I
but
know.
Anyways, there's a lot of stuff out there.
Drugs are illegal. I still consume them. Don't put me on the screen after I said that. Like,
Amber Panda, dun, dun, dun.
She said, no, she's like, I don't do illegal shit. That's a legend. Allegedly, I do illegal shit.
Allegedly, I do a few things. So. All right, we're gonna wrap this thing up because we're going to get into a dating question now. Okay. All right, is that okay?
Yeah, okay.
All right,
yes.
All right, we're going to have you answer this first. So I think this is adventurous enough for today. We've gotten a lot of things. Guys, we got Lana Jerez on the show, and you know she's coming. You got to check her stuff out. Check out her Instagram; it's fucking hilarious, man. And then,
Thank you. But
this has been a good one today, guys. So here's our question of the day. Hey guys, love the show and think your chemistry is a perfect fit. Thank you both for always being so open and candid about your own lives. Yeah, we've done that a lot today. Mm-hmm. Not easy to share about some of the topics you guys talk about, but gives me hope to be more open to my partner. So off that note, my partner and I have been together for 7 years and we don't really have the same like interests. We tolerate each other's interests because we love each other. But how do you tell your person that you're with that you want to go to Europe by yourself for a few weeks without them to explore on your own, without them having feeling excluded or hurt?
Talk. Communicate. You know, it's crazy. Of all the things, follow Shane and Stacey Sparks on Sparks Go Wild. They are adult content creators.
Okay.
But they're my best friends. They travel alone a lot, and they have such a, like, they have a platonic marriage. I don't know how to, like, I don't know if that makes sense, but they are best friends. So he one time met her. I just had a podcast with them. I'm gonna send it to you
guys.
Yeah,
please.
But he literally went to Alaska to go meet up with a girl that he met on Instagram.
Okay.
And he was just, but he was the whole time he was just communicating like, look, this is a girl that I'm gonna go meet up with, babe. I just like, she hikes, you don't.
Right.
Can I want to go, because he wanted to go. He wanted to climb a mountain in Alaska. I don't know the exact mountain's name, but he went to the peak. And Stacy was like, That's not her thing. It's not my thing. Mm-hmm. It's not something that I want to do. And he was like, well, I found somebody who's an expert. He was like, she's an expert. She does like Alaskan stuff. She said she'd take me and she'd let me stay with her and everything. She's like, go ahead and do it. Like,
I love that. I love that.
The thing with doing stuff like that is, do you trust your partner?
Yes.
And do you trust them to be not within your fucking sight? I guess you can say, like, if they're not in plain sight right there and you're not watching them, do you trust them to still respect you? If you don't, then leave them. If you do, let them fucking go.
Right.
Like, just let them do that. Because one thing about it, too, that's one thing that the reason why I felt like I wouldn't get married again is because I feel like you lose your individuality when you're married. You don't have to, though. You don't have to, but it's kind of like societal law. In a sense, where like society kind of makes you feel like when you're married, you have to sleep in the same room.
Which we talk about all the time. Yeah. You know, you've mentioned that a few times as well.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
I don't like that. Like, I can't have my own friends. Like, why is it such an issue for me to have my own friends? And then they're like, oh, I want to meet your friends. I'm like, my friends won't like you.
Right.
Let me have my friends and you have your friends. You guys, like, we just, like, why is it bad to be married and have an individual life?
I think there's a lot of truths to that. You want to say something, Jamie?
I think when you get married, it should be like your teammate. Like, you're there to, like, cheer each other on.
Yeah.
Like, he wants to see you win, you want to see him win, or... In your case, if you married like a female, it's like a team effort. Mm-hmm. Like, you guys should be greater together than you are on your own. So True. If you find that in a partner, then why would you want to keep anything to yourself? Typically, you want to share any and everything.
But that's also how I feel about like a best friend.
That's what your partner should be, is like, but your best friend.
But if your partner's your best friend, my best friend doesn't have to come with me to Italy.
Well, no.
100%.
And, right. I think we both agree with that.
Yeah.
What you said at the beginning of that, we highly agree with that.
There's always going to be boundaries.
Yeah.
But you guys need to create those on your own. So one.
Yes.
So one relationship may be okay with him going and exploring with someone else. But you find someone else and they're not okay. So I don't know if I would be okay with my significant other sleeping with, you know, at the house with someone else.
Mm-hmm.
It would be
Well, mine does.
I know yours
with
does.
You, all the time.
But that's different.
No, like, it's really, I mean, so in theory, it's not though. Jamie. It's not because, I don't mean to cut you off, but I, once again, I was going to say it's a trust, but it's also the communication, like this couple she's talking about, or this one on, you know, for the question, you just have to communicate.
I'm just saying, I don't know if I'd be comfortable with it.
I get that.
Like
no,
Jamie's met me, I've met her.
But that's the thing too, is like, As long as your partner can like trust you with that person, be like, hey, look, I have a girl that I'm doing a podcast with. There's nothing going on, but I want you to meet her so that you can feel comfortable.
Right.
And they meet and then they see their interaction and be like, okay, I trust their relationship together because they don't act like they're flirting.
Oh, my partner trusts me completely because of all the situations I put myself into, and she gets wind of it.
I'm showing
like, hey, this is where I'm at. She's like, why are you with naked girls again? I'm like, cause that's what I do.
But you FaceTimed her.
No, but it's like, once again, it's a known thing. And if she one day goes, you know what, this needs to finally put the kibosh in it, I would put the kibosh on it. But I feel like
I love that Jamie gives you the freedom to be you.
Because I would never.
And it works for you guys.
Right.
And you get excited to come home to her.
And I know that, like, it's like because of that freedom, it keeps me from wanting to go outside of the realm and start exploring.
And I travel all over the world without my man.
Yeah.
And I'm excited to fucking come home to him.
Of course.
But if he was ever like, I don't want you traveling anymore, I would probably be like,
it's done.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
He'd have to have a really good reason, you know, like not just a slight, and I'm not saying a selfish reason.
There
but
are
just,
times where I'm like, you know what? I don't want to take that job because I'm choosing us.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to be gone from you that long.
But you guys, like, from what I heard is that you guys travel for work.
We do.
Do you guys?
Both of us do.
Do you guys ever travel just to get out of town, just to get away from responsibilities, like having a husband, like having a kid, and like, like, do you guys ever get away from just responsibilities by yourself?
I mean,
if I do, then I'd get away with my partner because he's who I want to be with.
But she's asking though, like, if you, I feel like you would have the option if you wanted to. I don't think
to have my me time.
Right. Yeah. Like, I feel like mine for sure. If I said, hey, I just need to go. I want to go to like Australia by myself, like, which I was going to do. Like, I had a flight pass and I was going to go to Argentina or Tokyo by myself and for like 4 days. And she goes, go have fun. Just because I just wanted to go. And so, yes, I feel like it's just the communication. It's the trust, like you said. But, like, I feel like, you know, whoever you're with as well, we also choose not to, like you said, because that's something like, you know, I could, but I just don't want to. I'd rather go with you.
That's how I feel like you legitimately are.
Right, right.
Like, if you did have free time, I think you would choose to spend it with
Jamie. 1,000%.
Because sometimes, like, our time is limited. So we don't have a lot of it. So when I do have it, like, I love being with my kids. Like, I know, like, a lot of moms that don't really enjoy spending time with their kids, but I I genuinely look forward to spending time with my kids.
Yeah.
And if they don't want to go to lunch with me, sometimes my fucking feelings get hurt.
Yeah.
I like being with them.
Yeah, that's
like,
so
I
cute.
Like being with
right.
my man. So
yeah.
if I have free time, typically it's not, like, I do things for myself, but it's, I enjoy being with those that I love.
And by the way, Lana, that's the right person.
That's what I was thinking.
Because
I'm
right
like,
person.
I'm like, me personally, because, well, I was, that's what I was about to ask. Is I'm like, because you guys are away from your guys' partners a lot. You guys travel.
Right.
So,
well, mine's always gone because she's a doctor.
Yeah.
So she's always doing liver transplants and stuff. So mine's always gone.
Illegal livers. Like, no, I'm playing.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
No, but seriously,
so
though,
what
it's
was
like,
your question?
Yeah.
Oh, well, basically, like, since you guys, like, do travel, like, you guys have that partner that you guys want to, like you want to see them because you're away a lot. But if you thought, like, if you actually saw them every single day, like most normal 9-to-5 people that have 9-to-5 jobs, if you see them every single day, and even though you love them, it's like, I just need, like, a weekend.
I think it's healthy to get
away. I think
away.
That's super healthy.
Yeah, 100%.
Right. And anyone who says, like, well, I don't, like, that's just being selfish
I feel like,
and just not
I feel
right.
like with you guys, it's like, well, if I want to get away, I want to be with the person that I hardly ever see, which is, well, not hardly ever see, but, like, you know, you guys are limited on your time. So then when you have someone that's, like, constantly, like, in your fucking business, which is what I had when I was married.
Okay.
And it was, it was like every single day I see you, I see your family, and I hardly ever saw mine. So like, it's like, I just want to fucking get away.
Right. Yeah. But that, but that's, go ahead.
And then it leaves you longing for them and you're so excited to come back to them.
Yeah. Right. That's a good point.
I say that for parents all the time. Like sometimes when people are like, oh, we're getting a divorce. I'm like, oh my God, you're going to be like, it's going to make you such a better parent because that time away from your kids makes you value the time that you have together much more.
That's true.
So when you're with your partner 24/7, the time away is sometimes very healthy because you're like, oh, okay, those things that now annoyed me, I'm kind of missing, or now I can't wait to come back to you. And it makes you a better partner.
Can we just touch base on that on the flip side? Because I know, like, you just mentioned the divorce thing, you know, not that we're advocates of anything, but on the flip side, the married side should allow their person to have a night out or whatever. That's the flip side. So if you are together, utilize and say, hey, this is like, I need once a month, once every 2 weeks, whatever it is. Yeah. I think each person should have their own time to do whatever they want to do.
Yeah.
You know, so I believe in that as well. Because like you said, it's hard to be 24/7 like that because you lose a sense of yourself. You lose, you get, you start getting like that whole like bitterness, or you get some sort of, something happens to where you're or now just not looking at your partner the same way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's something we never want.
Cause I'm definitely the type of person, I like my alone time. I've been like that since I was a kid. Like I won't be mad at anybody, but I'll just close the door. You know,
it's
like,
very healthy to have your me time.
Yeah. And I love my, like, I love my me time a little too much now. Like, I'm definitely like, I'll go to the bookstore and spend 3 fucking hours in there and buy one book. Like,
that's,
you know,
so great though.
Yeah.
Your soul, like, you're,
I love me. I fuck with me. I fuck with me hella heavy. I make me laugh and everything.
Yeah, but then
we've seen her dildo collection. I mean, it's like, you know, she fucks with her. I mean, can't deny that.
Damn.
Tyrone, Omar, whatever those names are.
I love that you remember their names.
I always come back and cycle back to shit. I'd never forget shit. Let me tell you. But seriously, I think that's super healthy though. The hard part now is, I understand now why it's going to be tough for you when you get into something. That person is just going to have to be able to be that person who can just get along with your life until you're ready to start blending it in with each other's life.
Yeah,
it's
not that that's
process.
A bad thing. It's not a bad thing. Yeah,
you're going to teach them.
Probably, because I've been single for so long that I'm like, you know, you don't have to come over every time. Like, I don't have to like call you all the time. Like, I remember I used to be like that with this one guy. I was very clingy, and I was like, I want to go over. I want to see you. Why can't, like, you don't want to see me? He was like, I just need like one night to myself. I got so mad. And I never realized it until like 3 years later, where I was like, bro, I get where you're coming from now. There's one guy that just, he kept coming over like every single day. Like, and I'm like, you don't have to come over every single day. It's fine. Like, I just need some time away from you. And he was like, you don't want to fucking be with me no more?
Right.
Like, is it a fucking problem? And I'm like, a little bit. Like,
I'm glad you said that.
Yeah. I'm like, it's a little bit of a problem. Like, I pay rent here. You don't. But you're here every fucking day. Like, either pay rent or leave.
Right,
but
the
cleaner.
This is why she always said that long distance relationships are like, you know, they're really good.
I love long distance relationships because they
favorite.
Like,
but you
I
made
can hang
me,
up.
You know what happened? She made me, she's been my host for now. It's been 2 years now. You made me understand that more and more, you know, as I've gotten to like really get in with this one here, which I love her to death. It's like, it made me realize I get it now, because it's just like when you, like you said, it's that longing of missing someone, but when you're on top of each other every day, you don't have that feeling. We almost like, it's almost like we miss out on so much because you're right next to each other.
Yeah.
And it's just like, where's that time passing?
I've said this a little too many times, and I'm sorry for people who are married and happy, but I'm like, I feel like marriage is inhumane and it's human torture, because you're telling someone to stay with you for the rest of your life, and I'm like, it's a beautiful thought,
right?
Until you see that I'm like, I have to be with you every single day, whether good or bad, and I have to see you every fucking day. I have to sleep in the same fucking room with you. I can't even have a separate room. Because it's weird, you know, like people genuinely think like you don't sleep in the same bed as your husband. And I'm like, no, is that a problem? Like, it was an issue. And people were like judging me because I used to like to sleep on the couch. I have a thing with sleeping on the couch. I don't know what it is. I have a whole room. Don't think I'm fucking broke. I'm not broke. But my couch is my shit. I love sleeping on the couch. So my ex-husband would sleep on the bed. I'd sleep on the couch. And people were like, you guys don't sleep in the same bed? And I'm like, I'm an individual. Like, what the fuck? Like, I was like, why is this such a problem? Or even like people like not living in the same, you know.
She would have thrived well in the 50s. You remember the double beds?
Oh, yeah. That would have. Oh, yeah. Like, I Love Lucy.
My grandma and grandpa had that. In their bedroom, they had like two twin beds.
Even still to the day that they passed or whatever, that long?
Well, it was like when it was like later on.
Okay.
Like, when my grandpa had like scleroderma. So they were like sleeping separate, which I thought was so fucking weird.
But I feel like, you know, I have to be honest, I feel like a lot of older couples do that, by the way, just because
of
like... Or
my grandma would be like, I want to be in the same room with him, but he snores.
Yeah, right. And you've been together, but you've been together for that long, you know, for that amount of time, 30, whatever plus years. It's like, you know, I feel like I think that's a thing though, because it's just like...
I don't know. I'm such a lover. Like, I want to fucking put my toe on him. And, you know what I mean? Make sure he's still there.
But it's coming from pregnant sex. Remember pregnant sex was so good until she saw it. It's not so good anymore.
Babe, your toe's in my ass. I'm like, just making sure he's still there.
Let's talk 70. When you're like 75, Jamie, like, God damn it, that toe on my ass again.
Oh, damn it.
He's still trying.
They're pedicured.
She's like, it's the only thing he can get up. He's still trying. A damn toe.
I don't know. No, I would be like, I'm like the guy that I was talking about, he's long distance. And I've noticed that like long distance works way better for me because I have my time to myself.
Right. It's in and out.
Yeah. I have my space.
You set amount of time that weekend or whatever it is, and you know you're out. And so you either endure it if it's that's what it is or not. So
and if you want to like live together, I'd be like we need to have a casita.
Yeah,
we need to have a casita. Like it has you. I have to have a back house that's my own. I, like you could stay in the main house.
That's
I don't give a fuck.
Why you have a fucking casita. Yeah. It's not my apartment.
It's your apartment.
Look at his face.
We have a new back place in our new
that's
house.
That's dope.
Well.
Yeah, so I would do that.
I just popped on my Lego.
I would do
oh,
that.
Oh me? I go yeah.
I have to have like
that's called my dog house. Where we get in trouble is what it's called.
Have
so.
You slept in there?
No, not yet. Yeah,
not yet.
No, why?
He said I haven't dogged out yet.
No, like, it's been good. All right, we're getting out of this episode, people.
Sorry,
we're gonna like no,
we gotta
this has been great.
We gotta go.
So Mr. Question, so you got our answers in a long roundabout way, but that should basically answer the question. Basically, just communicate.
I gotta pee.
Go let that person go on the trip. You know,
let
this
them
girl's
go
gotta pee,
on
so,
the trip. Yeah. And people need individual space. Let
Lots,
them do it.
Agreed. All right, Lana, let them know again where they can find your stuff.
You guys can find me at Lana Cherry's Comedy on all platforms, and if you're looking for my podcast, it's on YouTube, and that is at Lana Laughing with Lana. Excuse me.
Got it. Jamie, what are we promoting today?
Shout out to Bastinelli with these cool.
Oh shit!
Little,
that's awesome.
Yeah, this is like my trainer. So I'm super.
She went
excited
full
to get
Mexican
this.
Right
yeah,
now. She had a shank.
Yeah.
I used to get these jumping modes when I used to sit next to her. Now that's the first time I never jumped.
Yeah, nice.
When you did these surprise
fucking
me that.
Rolled off my finger and fucking hit you in the dick.
Oh, is that tingly feel when people do that? All right, guys, you know, like I said, like, check me out. I'm at Fetch Sport on anything, Instagram, social media stuff, and then at Dating Intelligence. And if you want to reach me and need any dating help, please contact me at dating-intelligence.com. All right, guys, it's another episode. Amber, thank you so much behind there today for showing us
thank
photos.
Thank you, Amber.
And keeping the knowledge on us over here. Woo, so, woo. And that's another episode, guys. We'll talk to you soon. We are out.